You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Sandra Mann. She's talking to me from Frankfurt. Sandra, thanks so much for being with me today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
You're in Frankfurt, Germany now. We're talking in February. Still the pandemic over here. What's it like there? What's happening in Frankfurt at the moment?
Oh wow, it seems to be okay right now because infection rates are lower than some weeks and months before. And they start to vaccine, and I think it's going to be better now. Yeah.
And how has it affected your practice? I mean, we can jump right into talking about a series, but did it change your practice over the last year?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I have less exhibitions and also less exhibitions abroad, and I'm working on some projects in internet or in or over online. So I'm teaching, and online courses are working very well. So that's the situation right now. But
that sounds like so much of the situation. All this. You mean teaching through Zoom? Is that what you're doing?
Sorry?
You mean teaching online? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. It's fine. I'm teaching on European School of Design, photography, and pictorial language. So. And I have 2 courses, 2 days, and it's working well. So, but of course, the students, they are not able to make some photo productions outside, and they have to stay at home and be careful and things like that. But we found a good solution. I teach more photographic history and also and some projects about sustainability. So we found a good solution for that.
So let's talk about some of that. And I think we should also mention you have the plaque of the city of Frankfurt, which is a very prestigious award. It looks like this year it's you and Hans Zimmer, the very well-known composer. So I want to congratulate you on that and also ask you, what was that given for exactly? Was it a body of work or what? That's very exciting. Congratulations.
Yes, many thanks for that. And I'm very, very happy about this prize. It's a big, big honor. And actually, it was a big surprise, so I didn't know about it. And there is a jury in the city of Frankfurt. They think about who they award. And finally, they also award Hans Zimmer, the famous movie.
The composer. Yes, I saw that this year.
Yeah, what you mentioned, right? So I'm very happy, and I think it's a great success. And and the choice, I think maybe it's because I work a lot abroad and I do a lot of combination of art and social projects. So, for example, I a few months ago I released a book about five foreign women. They came to Germany in 2015, and I start to document their lives. And I think these different projects, social projects especially, are made a big, they start the whole thing. Sorry.
An impact. Yeah, kind of a big impact. They got a lot of attention, a lot of notice. Yeah.
Uh huh.
And so let's talk about either one of those projects, or specifically we could talk about the wildlife series. Do you want to talk about that? That's about natures and animals. Let's talk about how you began that, approach that, and a little bit about what it's about.
Actually, it's about how I see our connection to people, connecting to nature, to the world, and to sustainability, to diversity, and to all these different global things. And I try to find pictures for these different issues, like for gender, for our wisdom with, and things like that. It's hard to talk about these pictures because they are very complex, and it's more easy if you see them. So it's
well, people can see some of them on here. So let's talk about one of the images, and then it can be seen in this interview, and you know, listeners can look at it, and we can discuss it. What is one of the images you want to talk about from there? There's an homage of Monet. That was from that series, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very special one. Actually, it was an idea of one of my former so-called students, and she's working more in a like sculptural field, but changed also in photography. So I asked her to make a kind of double work with that I take a photo, and she had the idea to put all these coffee cups in the water. Yes, and and my idea was to take a photo like Monet from more like from a bridge, and everybody knows these Monet paintings, and they all have a special perspective. And if you look upon lake, right? It's a little lake. Yeah.
That's right.
And the first view, it looks like it's water lilies, of course, and the impression of Monet is so deep in our collective memory that you always have the idea of this Monet painting. But when you look very close, then you can see these different coffee cups, and actually it's a critical photography about how we deal with our nature and how we use plastic. Yeah.
And how is that's printed and hung? Like, how is that produced and shared? Is that a large print, or how does that enter a gallery space?
I always have a 5 edition. As an edition of 5 pictures in 5 sizes. So I always have the ability to show them in galleries or in museums in different sizes, or in small sizes when I sell them. So it's actually every motif has 25 copies.
So how do they get out into the world? You have a gallery, but also you sell them as well?
Well, first I had a very nice gallery in Cologne. It was called Stefan Röpke, and I work with different galleries right now. And actually, my focus is not so much on... I mean, of course, I have to live from my work, but my focus is not so much on selling artworks. It's more on the artwork itself and on the message. Yes.
So very good. Let's talk more about that. There's another one from that series that I'd like to discuss. That's also part of world life, isn't it? There's a few in that series. There was one called Tigertarn. Is that also from that series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very nice co-op in Vietnam. I met in Frankfurt some years ago the Lee brothers. They are quite famous artists from Vietnam, from Hue, from central Vietnam. And they made works about the north and the south a part of Vietnam. And for example, they have one work where they designed two military suits, and they changed the north and the south part, and they sew also like little flowers and hearts on them, or put them on applicate them. And the thing was, in the war, there was this Agent Orange program from the United States, so the trees
right.
were getting all their leaves, and I staged them in a mangrove forest where the trees have no leaves, and so it's like an absurdum that they wear this tarn suits. Yeah. And it was a very funny and very nice experience to work with them, because we made also some other nice pictures in Vietnam, in central Vietnam. And it was a great project, also supported by Goethe Institute and also by the GIZ from, they supported the catalog. And I met a lot of Vietnamese artists, great Vietnamese artists, and worked with them. So it was a really big experience and a very nice, a benefit for my work, yeah.
And to talk about these images a little bit more, especially Tigertarn, and perhaps both of these will be in the interview so people can see them. The image, you know, is a very curious image and a very interesting one. You said a number of things about it and the forest that it's in and so many things that it represents. But these are things that we don't know immediately by looking at the photo, right? This is the story, the narrative behind the photo that's part of it. So is there writing that always comes with this, or are these part of a book? Is that how they also end up being shown and understood?
I didn't get it. Can you please repeat the question?
Yes, the images have so much information. You were talking about in Tigertarn, why you chose the trees and Agent Orange, but some of that isn't obvious by looking at the photo. You have to tell us that. Is there a story that always comes with it? Is there writing that comes with these images?
I see. Well, it depends. Sometimes I have an idea of something I want to show. Like, for example, I made a special with this photo. I wanted to show the absurdum, and also they have this little
absurdity, yeah, absurdum, yeah, that's
right,
fair,
yeah. And also they have this little puppy, this little dog in their arms, and it's a very special dog. It's a Phucoc. That's the name of this special dog. And still the Thailand and the people from Thailand and the people from Vietnam fight whose dog is that special dog, because it's very rare. And it's one of the smallest, I think, I don't know the exact name in English, fighting dogs. I don't know how you translate this.
Fighting dogs that are meant to fight. That's illegal in this country. Is that what you mean, fighting dogs?
No, sorry. It's one of the smallest Ridgebacks.
Oh, Ridgeback,
Ridgeback, yeah. And it's Thailand or the Vietnamese Ridgeback is the smallest one, and that's the Phu Quoc. That's a special name for that, and it's very rare. Yeah, very beautiful also. So it's not just the, so it has a complex message, like there is this, there are the trees, they have no leaves, then the uniforms, and also this very rare dog. Yeah.
And tell me what you're, I'm sorry, go on, and you don't want what?
I don't want to put the spectator in a special direction. It's more to hit some like associations.
I understand. And what are you working on at the moment? What's happening in your studio or in your work at the moment? What is your current series? Does it continue this series, or are you doing something else?
Yes, the series continues, and I'm still looking for some special ideas. Like, for example, I would love to show more diversity in the protagonists, like very small people or people they are handicapped or the different skin colors. And so it's more, it's getting more an overview of the human society. And yes.
And what kind of images are those? Will they be taken locally, or where are you taking those images?
Well, right now I think I have to focus more on the local forests, not on the international, because it's not so easy to travel. And but I hope it's getting better. So I think the forest itself, it's not the topic. It's just a stage. So the green or the woods is just a stage for what I want to say.
Very good. And I want to ask you one more question. What are you reading at the moment? I'm always curious what everyone's reading.
I just started, but I couldn't finish. It was from Michael Ulbeck, Karte und Gebiet. It's a German name. I don't know the name in English. You know Michael Ulbeck?
Yes. You could probably send me the English name and I'll put it in there, or I'll translate it.
Yeah.
Well, Sandra, thanks for sharing that with me. And Sandra, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you too.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.